Ken, it's so good to see you again. Thank you very much for coming to see us on this balmy Friday evening. And you're going to tell us a little bit more about the history of St Michael's, why we're here.
Why we're here? What a good question that is, Bruce. Mainly, I think, because the Royal Military College behind us moved here in 1812. So a township developed down here called, not unsurprisingly, called Newtown. And it changed later on to Yorktown, obviously after Frederick, Duke of York, who was the Commander-in-Chief of the British Army when it was formed. And from there, of course, the population was very small. I mean, in 1851, it was just over 1,100. And before the church was built in 1851, people in from here used to have to go to Hawley Church. And it was okay for a while, population increased, and then people thought, it's an awful long way to go, maybe we should, you know, have a church here. So the Royal Military College, in their wisdom and kindness, donated the land here, as they did for the school and the drill hall next door, and so a church was built. And it opened in 1851, and the consecration ceremony was done by the Bishop of Winchester, Dr. Sumner.
Okay, that was the 6th of May, 1851.
Correct.
I wasn't there, but I've read about it.
No, neither was I, surprisingly.
Excellent. And when it was first built, well, did it look like it does now?
No, it was a lot smaller. I've got some pictures at home. Obviously, the steeple wasn't there because that was built later on in 1891. Mm-hmm. A lot smaller, and it was added to over the ensuing years, as people donated money. What was interesting, though, it was all the money was all raised through public subscription.
Really?
And it was all very, very, people subscribed to it. And even Queen Victoria and Prince Albert made a donation of £50.
Wow.
And I think £50 in 1850 was, you know, an awful lot of money.
What, do you happen to know what the total cost of the church was when they built it?
Not offhand.
No, that would be fascinating to know.
Yes, I mean, I've got figures of the actual parts of the church.
Yep.
For instance, the organ was presented in 1873, mm-hmm. and the actual organ chamber that was built cost £110. Later on in 1885, a new vestry was added, and that cost the sum of £350.
Oh, they were big spenders, weren't they?
Just. And I say, when the steeple was built, that was built in memory of Frieda Middleton, who was the daughter of the Reverend Middleton, who was here for a number of years. And the bells, they were cast by Warners of Crippled Gate, and apparently they're dated 1895.
Which I think is when the tower, the spire was opened.
Yeah.
1895. Yeah. So before that, where were the bells?
They had a small bell tower that in fact was demolished because it was the structure was unsafe.
So that's what that little sort of arrow thing you see sometimes on some of the older postcards?
Probably.
Halfway along?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, I think you can see on the inside. If you look up at the roof, you could actually see where the old, I think they called it a flechette. I remember reading that somewhere, which sounds military.
Yes, yeah. It was obviously had military connections. I mean, you know, a lot of the stained glass windows and that are commemorated to, you know, military men and men with military connections.
Yes.